good art on the wall. Cigarette stains on the ceiling. Mona Lisa keeps on staring. It's probably best to wait outside. It's way too hot for these damn. Light my smoke, Mr. Bartender. Please give me a shot of the best. Sigh, now remember. And I'm just trying so hard to forget.
Downtown alleys, as the procession paraded away, I was throwing salt over my shoulder, standing in effigy out in the rain. I guess we'll all be turned to stone, nothing left but the ringing of the phones, as the water turns to oil, until all the batteries die. An interloper in an alien world, I'm not at home and I don't want to be. farther away from nature, drinking blood from a stone with a mouthful of crow. And I've been laughing at the TV doctors and crying for the broken hearts. I guess we'll all be left alone, 100,000 lost photos and 100 broken phones. As the water turns to wine, that's when the birds all leave the sky. And I'm dreaming of dying days, get paid and watch it all decay. The wars and blood casting stones down all the same.
New music there from Tea Leaves, and you can actually check them out tonight. They are performing live at their album release show at Meteor. Make sure to check that out. That is actually a track from their brand new album, which aforementioned they are having the release party for tonight, titled Whistling Past the Graveyard. From everything I've heard from this record so far, it sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it's been a while since we've had a proper full-length Tea Leaves release, so I'm excited to have this and kind of coming out of nowhere almost, because the band had talked about recording and doing stuff for a while, but there always seemed to be a delay, and now we finally get this. And I know this is making a lot of fans happy. What was the song that we heard from this new record?
A song called Interloper, from the latest by Tea Leaves. Prior to that, we heard some more music that's newer, but we've played several tracks from this artist before on the show, Alex Stoykoski. And we heard a track, the title track from his January 2023 album, Replica Art. Prior to that, what did we hear?
Yeah, prior to that, we heard some material from Tim Swadling, who also has a new album out. It's called Manifest.
Last year.
Well, it's newish. It's his last record. But actually, the reason we're playing Tim's material is not because it's necessarily a recent release. We're playing it because he's performing a show tonight.
That's right.
And that's going to be at Fog Lounge. He's performing with a few other acts, and we'll talk about one of them in a moment. But we heard the track Devil's Tale from that aforementioned record, Manifest. And Tim has a really wide breadth of material he pulls from. He kind of has bluesy numbers, folk numbers. He can almost have this very archaic, ancient sound, and then really go into almost like Bob Dylan rockin' numbers, too.
And some country, I'd say.
And quite a fair bit of country as well.
Yeah, great stuff. And then we started off with brand new music from Henry Bemis and the Books out of Detroit, Michigan, from their forthcoming release, Time Enough at Last. We heard the song Let's Go Shopping. They are also playing the show tonight at Fog Lounge. So two great shows. We'll probably be bouncing back and forth between those.
Tonight, I had a little walk. I don't know if I'll bounce. The cement's very hard.
Okay. Thanks, Adam, for that joke, I think.
No, I would prefer to call it insight.
Thanks for that insight. I am more enlightened.
Knowing's half the battle.
Yes. Thank you for that as well. Coming up next,
I have more nuggets to share with you if you want.
Please tell us what we're going to hear next.
Oh yes, absolutely. We are going to hear a set of music that was released this year over various times. We're going to be going back to some releases from earlier in the year, as well as focusing on some material that was released over the past few weeks that, for one reason or another, we just did not get a chance to highlight, and we're going to rectify that now, including starting with the latest from the clientele. This group really was known in the early 2000s for their jangly and almost, I guess you could say, ethereal-sounding take on pop rock. And then they disbanded, they came back together, and over a series of releases have culminated in what we're hearing now, which I think is one of the strongest releases they've ever issued out. It's called I Am Not There Anymore, a sprawling double record that goes all over the place. You're going to hear jangle pop, you're going to hear garage rock, you're going to hear experimental sound collages on it. But we're going to play one of my favorite songs from here, a very, I guess you could say, C86 indebted track called Blue Over Blue, before we get into some more music from King Krule, Bonnie Prince Billy, and more in this set.
don't sort of be the sort of me. You're just a waste of space. And you're harsh, but that I think you say. She kicked me out the car to heavy traffic in my brain.
Red.
An important PSA there. Thank you, CJAM. So now you know who's Canadian.
That's right. And we heard a song from a non-Canadian to end out that set.
That's true. Someone from the Commonwealth, of course, though. We heard from PJ Harvey with her lacerating album, I Inside the Old Year Dying. This album was made over a couple years with her frequent collaborators that she usually works with, including John Parrish. For this particular one, though, she ended up focusing a lot on her own poetry and writing. In fact, she released a book of poetry not too long ago. I think it may have even been earlier this year, or if not the year prior. And she's really focused on her words and the stories that she's telling. Not that she hasn't before in her previous material, but this new record, it's very skeletal. It's almost ethereal in a way. And then there are those bursts of brutal noise, like we heard in that song, A Noiseless Noise. Again, a fantastic release from the great PJ Harvey. And we heard another great track before that from another legend in his own right, Bonnie Prince Billy, from his latest release, Keeping Secrets Will Destroy You. We heard Good Morning, Papa Cat a Petal, which I desperately hope I pronounced correctly, which even though he repeated it multiple times within the song, I'm sure I'm not. But either way, great stuff from Bonnie. Always amazing hearing material from Will Oldham. It doesn't matter that he has 50 albums to his name. I listen to all of them. He's fantastic.
He really needs 51.
He needs maybe a 57.
Okay.
Or more. We should mention before that we heard from an artist whose album we have played from before this year and who we are both really digging the new album of. The album is Space Heavy. Who is the artist?
King Cruel. And we heard the track Hamburger Phobia, which I'm sure a lot of people have. But
well, I never have that. I have, okay, I'm not afraid of hamburgers. I just choose not to eat them.
Okay.
Unless they're soy-based.
That's pretty scary, actually.
For you?
For everyone.
If you're a soybean, I imagine it's frightening.
It would be the worst. you know, joking aside, it's a really great album, and that song we were talking about, it definitely has some, like, dub and electronic elements, but it also has something else going on. It's got a lot of different layers, and it's really unique. King Cruel has always been that way. But this one seems to dig deeper into something, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I think he's really experimenting more with various sounds. As you said, he has been playing with elements of dub and electronic music for a while now, but I think he's really meshing them together in a way where he's having unique takes on these styles he's experimented with before, kind of creating new sonic avenues, if you will, mm-hmm. to use a hackneyed phrase, just to go down and explore these further permutations of the various genres he's interested in. And, you know, this is what's so cool about King Cruel and a lot of people who are coming out within his sphere of the contemporary age of music makers. I mean, you're not married to a particular genre. He obviously is into punk and garage, but he's also into folk. He's into singer-songwriter material, dub, electronica, hip-hop, and it all shows on his albums and sometimes all on the same track. So really cool stuff by a genre-defying artist. And then we heard something from the clientele to start off with. We heard Blue Over Blue from their latest double album, I Am Not There Anymore. I have not played anything from this yet because I just didn't really get a chance to get around to it.